could you read the next three names together? It looks like they'd like to talk about the same item.
Item two, request of Lee Cowles to address council regarding an increase in Portland traffic fatalities in the first half of 2019. Number three, request of Sue O'Neill to address council regarding an increase in Portland traffic fatalities in the first half of 2019. And number four, request of Layla Cowles to address council regarding an increase in Portland traffic fatalities in the first half of 2019.
Good morning. Thank you for being here. And we'll give you a second to set up.
Thank you. While I'm doing that, Commissioner Fish did a number of projects with the people of Park Rose, and some of the civic groups and the school board have asked me to convey condolences and thanks to Commissioner Fish, his staff, and family.
Thank you. We appreciate it very much.
Maybe just another second or two. We have toys, so you don't have to look at me. Ready?
Okay. And again, 3 minutes each name for the record, please.
I'm Lee Coles. I was born and raised in Park Rose. I've been a dentist in Park Rose for about 30 years. I was here last June to discuss some concerns and red flags concerning the Vision Zero project on 102nd. I'm back because I care deeply about Park Rose and Portland. Vision Zero was adopted by Portland City Council in 2015 with two goals: to eliminate traffic fatalities and to eliminate serious injuries. You see on the chart here that since that time, we see the traffic fatalities and some other very interesting statistics. Unfortunately, 2019 was not a good year and had the most fatalities of any year since 1997. Regarding this extremely alarming trend, we're grateful. Commissioner Udaly made a great observation, and she said, it's not just frustrating, it's deeply troubling. I've been asking myself, what are we doing wrong and what can we do faster? So we're here today to try to give some help with that. ODOT and PBOT have provided stats on accidents since 2008. On 102nd Avenue, since 2005, there have been three fatalities. They all had one thing in common. They were all DUII. 102nd project was started in July of 2019. It will continue. I need to explain this chart just a little bit. The main changes are that the streets went from four lanes to two lanes. Bike lanes were added. These are crosswalks, and these are cement barriers. One of the key things is there will be no enforcement of any kind on this street for DUIs or for speeding, for anything. So I don't know.
I'm sorry, what? What are you talking about?
Just a moment, it's interrupting us 3 minutes.
There will be no.
We can stop the timer.
Yeah, Vision Zero and PBOT has made it clear there will be no enforcement on 102nd.
That's simply not true.
That's what's online. That's what they told us. Commissioner Daly, when I was here before, or Hardesty, when I was here before, you made it sound like you're familiar with this area on 102nd?
Yeah, I live there.
Okay, great. I hope it's okay to pick on you. Considering these changes, does it seem to you like there will be no more DUII potential drivers on 102nd? Have these changes done anything for that?
So, during public comment, we're here to listen to you.
Okay, sorry about that. We'll do that again. PBOT and Vision Zero hasn't studied the cause of fatalities on 102nd, as they haven't done for most other streets in their projects, and therefore, the changes that they've made are not going to make any changes in that. There's still going to be the risk. In 2015, the council approved Vision Zero, even though Vision Zero at that time had no cities with completed projects, and they still don't. New York City has had Vision Zero for 5 years, yet their fatalities have not appreciably changed for the same reason. They don't look at the causes and identify them and then make solutions based upon those. The second item has to do with serious injuries. Since 2005, these are the serious injuries on 102nd. Two DUII, two speeding, four turning onto or off of 102nd, two rear end, and two sideswipe. You notice that the last eight are pretty much accidents of congestion. Studies nationwide conclude that the best method to decrease speeding and also DUII is enforcement. Again, according to what's online and according to what they've told us, there will be no enforcement on that. And they've said that even for the other streets, there will be no increased enforcement. So that is the end of my part. Are there any questions?
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Susan O'Neill. I'm also here on behalf of Lee Coles and the 102nd Vision Zero Project. Vision Zero has, again, the two goals stating that they're going to eliminate traffic fatalities and serious injuries. I'll discuss the Vision Zero about eliminating the serious injuries and the consequences of the Vision Zero Project. Again, we'll use the Northeast 102nd Project as an example. Northeast 102nd had two DUIs, two speedings, two turning onto or off of 102nd, two rear ends, two side swipes. Note that two-thirds of the serious injuries involved congestions. Studies nationwide concluded the best method to decrease speeding and also DUIs is enforcement. But again, PBOT has stated and made it clear that there's not going to be any increase or enforcement of this. Regarding accidents on the congestions accounting for 67% of the serious injuries on 102nd, in August of 2019, Commissioner Udaly stated, "We have a frustration born out of heavy congestion. We have a lack of enforcement, which makes people think they can take more risks on the road." ODOT crash analysis supervisors confirmed that increased congestion results in increased crashes. ODOT has not published a publication that states that our increased congestion leads to increased crashes. "I have read many of the publications," he stated, "and this is a general belief, and it is pretty firmly held in community safety." Again, here on 102nd, Commissioner Hardesty, if we may use you again, "seeing the changes, knowing the causes of the serious accidents, and considering there is no plan to enforce it of any kind, do you feel secure with the serious injuries and accidents caused from the DUIs or the speeding, congestion? Have they been eliminated?" I know you can't answer that right now. "As with fatalities, the causes of serious injuries have not been addressed, so changes to stop them have not been made." Northeast 102nd pilot, the Vision Zero, was to be a six-month pilot program. Yet they stated the pilot program was not going to be long enough to accurately measure the impact of the crashes. Instead, they changed it to be two things instead. It's going to project the impact of fatal and serious injury, crash risks, and the speeding along Northeast 102nd. Undesirable consequences to the project, such as increased congestion and traffic diverting to other streets. However, as we've just described, factors leading to fatal serious injuries, DUI speeding, and congestions were not addressed at the project. PBOT surveyed project completion, did 560 surveys. 62% disapproved of the changes. Increased congestion led to increased crashes. Let's see, yet another date, another update from Vision. Oh, sorry, I'm out of time, guys. I wanted to show you also the photo of 102nd on a regular basis.
Okay.
102nd, as you see on that street, on that over there, there is a concrete sidewalk. On a daily basis, that third lane that has a concrete for people to safely go, they go down that street where there's no turn lane, and then they go against traffic on 102nd northbound. It's happened every day at least three times a day. I know because I work out there, and I watch it go by in the front.
Okay,
what's
thank
the
you.
Intersection you're talking about?
102nd and Wygant.
Wygant, okay.
They did do enforcement. I'm sorry, but I want to let you know that they did a enforcement for 3 days with a traffic motorcycle. And I'm going to tell you, he probably made his year's salary with as many people as he pulled over in that three-day period because of speeding, school zones. I mean, I'm watching it every day. I'm watching the congestion.
Your point's well made.
I appreciate you all coming here today. We can't have a conversation right now. If you have other concerns or solutions you'd like to share with my office, please do so. But I understand that we've been in very regular contact with Mr. Cowles for quite some time. I want to ensure you and the public that...
I do get my 3 minutes, right?
Yeah, she hasn't testified yet.
Yes, I want to, but just if I could take a moment, I want to assure you and the public that 102nd Avenue hasn't been designated as a street where there will be no traffic enforcement. That's just... not accurate. enforcement is a key part of Vision Zero. It falls mostly outside of PBOT, and we just had a work session on it yesterday, so I'm really looking forward to conversations moving forward about how we, and the we I referred to in that quote, Mr. Cowles, was the collective we, the entire city, all of the bureaus, TriMet and ODOT, how we can all work together to make our streets safer, because PBOT can't solve all the problems with traffic and traffic fatalities.
And Commissioner Daly, if I could build on your theme here, and then I'll get to Commissioner Fritz. I would, since you're obviously really passionate about this and you care deeply, and I appreciate this, I appreciate the detailed level of information that you're giving us. That's what communications is for, so thank you for doing it. I would really encourage you to review the testimony that was given yesterday during the work session on traffic enforcement, because I think it addresses some of the specific questions that you've raised in your testimony. It's worth a watch.
Okay, thank you. We'll do that.
And it's available online.
And a couple of the things that I learned at that work session. First of all, the traffic enforcement division is going to be getting 25% more staff because their staff are not going to be assigned to patrol anymore. They're going to be focusing on traffic enforcement. The new police chief, Chief Resch, shares the council's urgency over traffic enforcement. It is, as you mentioned, around 50 deaths is way too many. But the other thing I learned yesterday is that you can get trained to be a volunteer radar monitor in a school zone, that they will train you on how to do the radar, and then you take the picture of the license plate and they send a warning to the person who's, you can't actually issue citations, but you can get people to get a warning letter. So that's something that Commissioner Daly and I are both really quite anxious to try.
Oh, that's terrific. The information obviously we have is previous to this most recent thing, so that's great. That would be terrific. We appreciate that.
Good, thank you.
Continue.
Okay.
If you could restate your name for the record,
my
please.
My name is Leila Cowles. It's not actually Cowles, but it is Cowles. Just forget the W, just X it out. The only way to eliminate or reduce fatalities and serious injuries is to identify the causes and make specific plans to overcome the causes. Vision Zero and PBOT have failed to do so. And if it has changed, you have to understand we had no information on that before today.
That's fine.
In Portland, there are highly trained specialists in transportation safety analysis, independent of Vision Zero and PBOT, someone similar to Robert King, a public safety consultant that I know that you know. Personal transportation safety expert Chris Kemlow recently discussed the 102nd project changes. I have reviewed the crash data, and the Northeast 102nd Avenue project identified on the PBOT Vision Zero website. Your concerns are well-founded, particularly as they relate to serious injury crashes. These improvements are less effective at reducing or eliminating excessive speeding and alcohol-related accidents. While most corridor crashes, turning, angle, sideswipe, rear end, occur during congested periods and have less severity, most speeding and alcohol crashes do not occur during these periods. The two elements of truly improving corridor safety are missing: increased enforcement and increased societal accountability. Solution: stop Vision Zero projects until an independent expert can analyze each project in relation to eliminating fatalities and serious injuries and make appropriate changes. People can accept frustration and anger due to an increase in congestion, travel time, minor accidents, as long as there's a very positive result, eliminating fatalities and serious injuries. When these goals aren't even remotely realized, Commissioner Udaly's quote applies. We have a lot of frustration born out of heavy congestion. We have a lack of enforcement, which makes people think they can take more risks on the road. Because Vision Zero's projects involve 30 major arterials, it will touch everyone. As the 62% disapproval score and numerous media reports show, the public isn't happy. We're sending a summary of this presentation to groups, to these groups, to educate their people and request the City Council to hire an independent expert to analyze each of these projects. And hopefully the public will want to become involved in making sure that their streets are safe. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, all three of you. Any questions? Commissioner Fritz and then Commissioner Hardesty?
Sure. Okay. Thank you for coming. We're not going to have a conversation here. We need to move along.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
I appreciate you bringing your concerns. There are clearly some ongoing misunderstandings about Vision Zero and your group.
And we just missed 100
please.
Seconds.
Thank you.
It's frustrating to have my quotes somewhat misunderstood or misrepresented. I have never suggested that the solution to our traffic fatalities is simply lies in enforcement. And some of the statistics behind those deaths support that. 30% of the 49 people who were killed on our streets last year died on ODOT properties. Those roads constitute 10% of the roads in our system. Those roads are not up to current safety standards. And so that's just one of many examples of how necessary safety improvements are. It is just an undeniable fact that we need to make our roads safer for all users, drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists. And none of the changes that we are making through Vision Zero, all of the changes are necessary safety improvements, but they alone cannot change behavior, and they cannot make up for under-enforcement. The reality of 102nd Avenue, which while we won't have a full report on the data until this winter because we need time to collect data, meaningful data, but preliminary analysis shows a decrease in speed and speeding on 102nd Avenue and almost no impact to bus or vehicle travel time or to vehicle volumes on neighboring streets. I'm sorry. There's not a conversation happening right now.
You said I should meet with you or contact somebody. Who should I contact?
We've actually have over 40 emails sent and received from you already, so I think you know who to contact, but it would be Jamie Duhamel in my office or whoever you've been dealing with at PBOT.
Thank you.
I just wanted to give you the context, having been on the council when we adopted Vision Zero in 2015. There's three tenets to Vision Zero: education, enforcement, and engineering. And all three of them are necessary. So that was the discussion of the council work session yesterday about increased enforcement. We also need to do the engineering changes. There's a street in my neighborhood that has recently gone from four lanes with parking on both sides to one with a center turn lane. I am astonished at how much people are slowing down. And that brings me to another observation, that driving behavior, Mr. Walsh, that's really distracting to have you hold up a sign like that. Would you please not?
Yes, stop him from doing that. Yes, I'm right.
Okay. Driving behavior in different parts of the city is very different. People on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard stop for pedestrians who are waiting to cross the streets. They don't in my neighborhood. The traffic changes that Vision Zero has done in my neighborhood have made people slow down. It's obvious that people are not doing that in your neighborhood, and that's something that we can all do something about. So as I mentioned, getting trained to do that volunteer radar detection might have a good outcome in your area. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Last individual.